you have your Bibles, Galatians, the 6th chapter. So as we wrap up here with chapter 6, the last several times we've gone through the book of Galatians when I've had the opportunity to share. And we're going to focus on verses 7 through 10. It says, "Be not led astray, God is not mocked, for what a man sow, that also he shall reap. Because he who is sowing to his own flesh, of the flesh he shall reap corruption. And he who is sowing to the Spirit, of the Spirit shall reap life age during. And in the doing good, we may not be faint-hearted, for at a proper time we shall reap, not desponding. Therefore then, as we have the opportunity, may we work the good to all, especially unto those of the household of faith." Now, I want to consider three verses here, specifically 7, 8, and 9, although I do think it's worthwhile to include 10, though, especially at a time of communion when we're considering our fellowship with God, that we're also doing this together in corporate worship and fellowship of each other. And so reaping of the Spirit, as we see here, and 7, 8, and 9, means that we will be serving the needs of our fellow saints. So just something to definitely consider and maybe to reflect on. But verses 7, 8, and 9, Paul notes that people will sow and they will reap. Think about it in terms of maybe that people will, they'll distribute, and from their distribution, they'll start an accumulation of things. And there's no option, though, here to not do either or. You will sow and you will reap. There is no, well, I don't want to do either one of those. No, you're going to. You're either going to sow to the flesh or you're going to sow to the Spirit. There is no sitting on the sidelines. There's no, I'll just stand over in the other field and look at my field. We will do one or the other. And Paul notes that that will take place. If we look to plant towards ourselves, we will reap the inevitable corruption and destruction that comes about because of the sin of man and our sin. That's why he says, if we sow to our flesh, we will bring forth corruption. But if we plant towards the Spirit, the Greek here would says the pneuma. And in fact, in Galatians chapter 5 earlier, we see the Spirit being referred to and the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, that if we reap towards that, we will produce and will create a good life, a life that is moral, and even more so in a life that will be eternal. So he makes note of that, but then he goes into verse 9, and he talks about time, because he references here not becoming faint-hearted, but in the proper time, we'll reap. Now, time is our worst enemy many, many times. Time can appear to hurt the most, especially when we're doing good and we're reaping or sowing towards the Spirit. You know, many times we often wonder, are we doing the right thing? Is it of any benefit? And I want to bring that to here right now. Maybe for some of you, this is, you know, maybe the 15th or 20th time. Or maybe even you haven't even gotten out of double digits as far as your time of taking communion and meeting this time of the Lord's Supper. Or for maybe many of you, meeting and gathering here, you've done this for quite a number of years. Maybe you're going on, this is your 2000th time meeting. And maybe you just wonder sometimes, well, is there any benefit of doing this? What am I sowing? What will I be reaping? Well, let me remind you in verse 9, in the doing of good, don't be faint-hearted. We might wonder at times, is it all worth it? But don't become faint-hearted. We're doing good. for at your proper time, from the sowing here that you're partaking of, the remembrance of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice, you will reap life that is good and life eternal. So don't become despondent. What's interesting here, as Paul is talking to those at Galatia, just generally speaking, there's a wonderful lesson to remind us here that in due course, we will earn the rewards for what we are sowing. So as your time of reflecting and you partake of communions, and for maybe many of you, it's been many times, and maybe you're thinking, so what's the benefit? Well, keep sowing towards the spirit of communion. Because in the proper time, in this time of remembrance and reflection, in this time of obedience and fellowship, in this time of doing good, we will reap our reward, our eternal reward, and it will be made manifest. So let's remember Christ's sacrifice because it was good, and let us do good as we meet here now. Let's pray. Father God, we are so grateful and thankful. And Lord God, as we take time to reflect, and we wonder sometimes, Lord, what are we doing? We are doing good. We are doing obedience. We are doing right. We are being Christ-like. We are being servants. We are fellowshipping. We're remembering. These are all good things, Lord God. And let us remember to not become weary in doing good. Doing good towards you. Because, Lord God, when we reflect on the sacrifice of Christ, it'll make us more obedient, more submissive, and make us want to do more good. And by doing so, we will reap our eternal reward. We're so grateful and thankful for this time to reflect and to think about that. And we lift this prayer up to you now through your Son, Jesus. Amen.